Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of Star Trek actors on rock formations. Ask your doctor for listening in to see if Star Trek actors on rock formations are right for you.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. To hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies, and their fingers and teeny toes challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love. There is a passionate affair going on between Kirk and the mountain. Kirk is on the mountain. Now, in order to create that illusion, sucking some of the most sensational men who not only climb, are voracious, fleeting, and elusive, and peripheral, and that's putting me on the mountain. Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Hold it, please. Hug the mountain. Envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. And the climb is going where no man has gone before. Where no man has gone before. Challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
Hello, everyone. And that's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. And I am your host, Dr. Novella. Now, I know that by the sound of my voice, you would not realize that it is in fact me. But I can assure you, it is simply my amazing mastering of all things voice you are hearing. Because today is indeed Shatner Day. Now, originally I was going to say that for the next hour, all of the songs I will show you will listen to will be sung by William Shatner as a celebration of his ability to make things hilarious. However, I was told that there is a presentation going on today that the radio will be presenting at 6:30. So, unfortunately, we'll once again be having a 13-minute show. Anywho, let us now move on to our first song, which, unfortunately, for the most part, was suggested by me, or some I found. However, there were a few people suggested songs that I appreciate. For instance, our opening song for today was suggested by Garrett Rettenhouse, so kudos to him. So, Our first song today is Shatner's cover of a 1982 new wave hit by Thomas Dobley. And by that alone, a bunch of you already know what I am talking about. The song picked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 and today is considered a classic of the decade. That's right, here it is, Shatner's cover of Thomas Dobley's She Blinded Me with Science.
Science?
It's poetry in motion. She turned her tender eyes to me as deep as any ocean.
Yeah, baby.
As sweet as any harmony. Ooh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in biology. When I'm dancing close to her, blinding me with science.
Science.
Science. I can smell the chemicals blinding me with science. 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 Science.
Science.
Science. It's poetry in motion.
Poetry in motion.
And when she turned her eyes to me, as deep as any ocean, as sweet as any harmony. Blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And failed me in geometry. When she's dancing next to me.
When I'm dancing next to you.
Science. I can hear machinery blinding me with science. Science. It's poetry in motion.
And now she's making love to me.
The spheres in commotion.
And the elements in harmony.
She blinded me with science.
Science!
Blinded me with science.
Okay. Then hit me with technology.
Swimming in the ocean.
Talk to her, baby. William Shatner here, riding on the mothership. Just for the funk of it, baby.
Good heavens, Miss Sakamoto, you're beautiful. I don't believe it. There she goes again. She tied it up and I can't find anything. All my tubes and wires and careful notes and antiquated notions. But it's poetry in motion.
Who, me?
And when she turned her eyes to me.
I'm as deep as any ocean.
As sweet as any harmony. Oh, she blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
Blinded me with science. And hit me with technology.
Alrighty. And welcome back. Now, before we go on our break, we have our first piece of novelty news, where I find news articles to help show you just how hilarious the world can be. Now, this was actually supposed to be from last week, but I had to cut it out because of time constraints. Normally, I would not do this, but the article is too good to pass. It talked about a counter-terrorism training session in San Diego, which is actually going on this week. And it seems that they have really thought of everything, since there will be a special session dedicated to training the men and women of our country how to handle the greatest threat to our nation, a zombie apocalypse. The training is being ran by a California-based security firm, Halo Corp, for the annual event, which is expected to bring over 1,000 members of law enforcement, military personnel, and medical workers. The idea is that the training will include a realistic session using Hollywood magic, as they put it, and live reenactments in order to train these people in multiple realistic scenarios. One of these being the threat of a zombie apocalypse, which includes the live actors playing zombies, something I can't imagine they had any trouble finding volunteers for. I, for one, am glad to see our government finally recognizing the great risk to our country. It is it because we lack proper protocol for such events. This way, when Bin Laden comes back as a zombie, we will know how to respond quickly and efficiently to the zombie terrorist threat. America! I mean, if you think about it, it's not like we don't have a long tradition of fighting against those that go bump in the night. We have documented evidence, after all, in the form of video that shows not only did Abe Lincoln, one of the best the presidents ever, fight zombies, but also took the time to run a war and kill vampires at the same time. This man is a real American. So it is up to us to carry on Abe's, and thus America's, long tradition of fighting things that don't exist. And when we beat him down again, you know what he will say. This bites. Ah! I need a better yell for that. Anyways. And yes, I know. It's too much. Perhaps we need a question before the break. I know. Since we are preparing for zombies, what I want to hear from you guys is what other mythical beings should we be training our military to deal with? I personally think killer tomatoes, since we already have documented evidence to use against them. But I digress. So, we will be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
You
Okay, and welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, now we have some responses to my question of what things should we be preparing our military to face. So, from Garrett Redenhouse, he suggests that we must prepare ourselves for the Elder Gods or babies, both of which are clearly legitimate threats to our government and country as a whole. However, from substantial reading on the subject of the gods, it would appear as if there is nothing we can truly do. So, yeah, you're better off dressing up as Cthulhu himself, and hopefully it will keep you safe. Or a baby, because babies are adorable. And next, we have the Justin Freeman, of all people. And he believes we should fight against the threat of pixies, with their stranglehold on the drug market, which needs to stop. Well, if you wish to lead the assault against the pixies in their forest, then by all means, go for it. Oh, and we have a Debbie Freeman, who agrees with me on the issue of killer tomatoes, and for that I am grateful. So, let us move on to our next song. This next Shatner cover takes us to the magical land of chains, fire, and organized noise. That's right, I am of course talking about metal. This song comes to us from the British heavy metal band Black Sabbath and was released in 1970. Since then, it has been used in every one of their greatest hit soundtracks. That's right, here it is, Shatner's cover of Black Sabbath's Iron Man.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Welcome back. So, I realize that unfortunately, we do not have a lot of time left. But we have had a wonderful time with the Shatner. And I know that before we go, it would be wrong for me to not include what was the most suggested of all of his songs. Because many of you thought that I would actually forget or not even consider playing this song. Moo Cow. That is all. So we shall end it with the wonderful, majestic song that started it all. Have a good night.
She packed my bags. Last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. Oh, I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely. Out in space. I'm in such a gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fumes out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long time. To touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, 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 no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days a week. Be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man burning out his fumes of heat.
It's gonna be a long, long time. think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be